You are around. Oh, free call. I can see my way. I just peeking through the bar. Will I see you when your troubles are like mine? Will I see you when your troubles are like mine? Will I see you when you have got her down? But she bowed her head.
She waved both hands to me.
She bowed her head.
She waved both hands to me.
I'm a prison man. Now I want you to be free.
Afternoon, I see over there in the west, or just ahead like me, seeing an express. I know she's gone. Whatever I say, and it won't be long till I make. Is that the sun going on that eastern shore? You say like behind the box door. I know she's good. Whatever I say.
See that man, he can't hear the whistle. The band of fools caught out on the trestle. He can't go forward and he can't go back. The train kept the road, brushed him off the track. Other storms may blow and the winds will rise. Still I'm on the go where the fat smell flies. Whatever I say, and it won't be long till I make up my mind and go away.
See that man, he
can't go forward and he can't go back. The train kept a rolling, brushed him off the track. Other storms may blow, and the winds will rise till I long to go where the fat snail flies. I know she's gone. Whatever I say, and it won't be long till I may make up my mind and go away. Till I make up my mind and go away. Until I make up my mind and go away.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Thank you, Joel. And I'm Jimmy Dale Gilmore. This is Butch Hancock. And we are the Flatlanders. And for the most part tonight, we are doing new Flatlanders songs. Three of us discovered very belatedly that we could write songs together. Well, no, I guess not. It's not belated. It's now.
I always knew we could. We just never did. We'd get together and try to write a song, and we'd end up laughing all night till the sun came up.
We kind of trigger each other's sense of humor in a kind of a debilitating way. But this is one that we wrote together somewhat recently. Recently enough. We haven't recorded it yet. We're on the way to it.
I'm
Yeah, this next one started out with the rodeo cowboy telling me about falling off a bull. And the term they use in the rodeo when you get thrown from a bull is it's called a wreck, you know, it's for a good reason. And he was telling this story, and he said he thought the wreck was over, and he turned around, and the bull keeps coming at him, you know, he jumps in a barrel, and the bull hits him, and he keeps thinking, he said it just went on and on. And I just thought that was such an interesting line. I brought it to Butch and Jimmy, and everybody said, yeah, I can relate to that line, you know, in a whole different way. And so we did this song while I thought the wreck was over.
Thank you.
think this song, I think this song sounds like a very old song. It sounds like one you've already heard. I think. It sounds like one I've already heard.
We think that too, Jimmy.
All of Butch.
I was just about to say that.
And the... Oh, by the way. We're going to tell the same stories over and over and over and over. This is the only band in the world that will allow Joe Ely to play the dobro. No, I'm not going to say it.
You mean actually in the band?
I mean, all right, of course. We could have lots of how can we keep him from it at home?
She said, I've never played it at home. I'd only play it in this band. That's why I only know two chords on it. But
it sounds so good. So.
It has nothing to do with my playing of it. Because it's got a hubcap on the front.
We're rewriting our pattern tonight. Okay. I can't think of a single thing.
You should play the song.
You should play music instead of talking. Okay.
Saw that movie called The Horse Whisperer. Well, if you'll notice in that movie, that horse, I don't think, whispered even once. But Robert Redford got lots of
lots of camera time, which is pretty impressive. But we got together about that time because somebody from the Redford camp called us up and wanted to have a song for their album. And it actually has got us back to writing songs together since we never had before. See, I can do that too, Jimmy. Jimmy and I have like studied syntax for years and years, but we just haven't paid it.
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Nor spelling.
Yeah. Anyhow, this is a little.
This has been our trouble for years. We amuse each other with things that.
We start out with inside jokes, and then you know when you take them outside, boy, it's. This is called The South Wind of Summer.
In the south wind of summer. The trees and the high mountain thunder hangs low in the breeze. A strong heart flows over, an empty heart fills, and the south wind of summer.
Tractor driving for my dad out around Lubbock, Texas. He had me out on just about every farm within about 40 miles of Lubbock. He was in the earth moving business, so we were like doing land leveling projects. And, I figured out that finally, after being on the tractor day after day after day, that second gear at 2/3 throttle was the key of G. And by speeding up and slowing down and changing gears, I could play all of Joe's songs and Jimmy's songs. Some of my songs. And so I actually started writing tunes out there on the tractor, and this is one of them called One Road More.
Today was Judgment Day. How'd you do? How did you do? Were you running from tomorrow in the past caught up with you? Did you lay down in heaven? Did you wake up in hell? I bet you never guessed it would be so hard to tell. Yesterday. You were all. circles of the wind. Did you hear the riddle of a road without a middle or an end?
Today was Judgment Day. How'd you fare? How did you fare? Did they welcome you with open arms? Did anybody even care? Keep pointing to the crossroad. Those skies were blue and clear. Yesterday was Judgment Day. Where will we go from here? Did you hear the road without a middle or an end? Well, I'm going to tell the story anyway. I was just very, I had a lot of potential when I was young. And I would have been this incredibly great, wonderful, prolific songwriter, except I met Joe Elian Butenko. And I ended up spending all my time learning the songs that they wrote. Especially Butch. Good grief. And some of these songs, and one in particular, Butch learned from a dream, he said, in which I was singing the song. So there's an issue.
Put up together.
Thank you.
anybody here ever been around Bubba? Well, Butch would pointed out one time that it's really flat out there. He said you can see for 50 miles in every direction. And if you stand on a tuna fish can, you can see for 100 miles. But I was out driving, I see this, way down the road, I see this figure out, kind of a tall, scarecrow looking guy, had a guitar out on the side of the road hitchhiking. He was in a terrible spot, I knew he'd never get a ride at the spot he was at. I picked him up and took him through town and way out to the other side, to my favorite spot. And he thanked me for the ride and introduced himself as Townsman Zan. Reached in his backpack and he had noticed he had no clothes in there whatsoever. And he only had albums, you know. He'd just come back from San Francisco with his first album. And he gave me one and, you know, said farewell, good luck. And I took it back and for the next few weeks, I bet me and Jimmy played that thing 100 times, you know. We kind of like to think of Towns as the patron saint of the Flatlanders, and I'd like to be a Towns fan.
There's a mountain pass right between Colorado and New Mexico, between Raton, New Mexico, and Trinidad, Colorado. I remember as a kid, we used to drive up through there, and when it was a dirt road, a little gravel road, and it wound all the way around. Now it's kind of an interstate that goes crashing through the hills, but it's kind of what the song is about. You know, Towns reminded us all that there's only two kinds of music anyhow, the blues and zippity-doo-dah.
Bid the years goodbye, you cannot still them. You cannot turn the circles of the sun. You cannot count the miles until you feel them. You cannot hold a lover that is gone. Snow. Silently, the blanket green. shall hear the silence that you're keeping, and I'll bring all their promises to you. Snowing over at home, come morning I'll be through them hills and gone.
We have a Joe Ely song that just happened to be written by Butch Hancock. But Joe's had this trouble too, like I have. It's not exactly a problem, it's just a weirdness. And this song was the kind of the, it became the West Texas National Anthem.
When you're ready for steady, go dancing and romancing, grab your sweetheart and jump in your car. Drive right on down to the bright side of town. You'll be happy, you don't have to drive far. You'll be happy, you don't have to go far. Park your pickups and your Cadillacs and your Fords and Renaults. Get out and dance like the Beatles to the West.
Pick up, need to tune up, I better get up and make up my mind to get busy today. My sewer line is backing up and my tractor's been acting up, but I'll be dancing tonight anyway. I'll be dancing the whole night away.
And I told him how now, dog, you're a borderline collie, I'm a borderline fool. But he had some bad habits, he was scared of jackrabbits, so I sent him off to canine school. I think they call it Texas Tech.
When he got there, he couldn't tell a cow from a horse, making a dance like a dickens to the West Texas wall. Of your best dancing shoe. Come and see the snow rise. You can stop your other rise just by dancing away your blues. Just go dancing away your blues. And wind up your bunnies with a band-aids and golf. And I'm playing like a dance to the West Texas wall.
My baby took me after dark to the old baseball park, and we sat in the center field stands. I asked her how many outs. She said, I've got my doubts, but you can count them on either one of your hands. She said, Butch, I got a much better plan.
You kiss me on the strikes, I'll kiss you on the balls, and we'll dance like a dickens to the West Texas.
She gave me, made me shout. she gave me a manly shout.
That was close.
Really close. But the sustain is still suffering just a little. So get a deep breath of air.
Cause I've had it, she gave me a manly shout. Do you want to step out? I had to tell her, there's two lock out there walls while we dance like a dance to the West Texas walls.
We spent the next to last dollar in that old ice cream parlor on the milkshake and a malt and a pop.
And we heard the sweet sounds of the honky-tonk lounging next door to the ice cream shop.
Right next to that ice cream shop.
The only two things are better than the milkshakes and malts, and ones are dancing like the dudes to the West Texas wall.
What's the other one?
And the other is something, but really it's nothing to speak of, it's something to do. If you've done it before, you'll be doing it some more, just as soon as the dancing is through. Right after the dancing.
And anybody ask you why, just tell them because you've been dancing like a dickens through the West Texas walls. I'm a little bit of 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 a
Well, I was all caught up with myself on a highway at night. Driving like a bat out of hell, I beheld an amazing sight. It was a lonely apparition by the highway standing there, with a thumb out to the wilderness and a halo in his hair. So I come screeching to a halt and I said, hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I forgive you of your sins. I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad.
Give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise.
It ain't somewhere up in the air, it's sitting right here inside with you.
Give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ.
Beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the fear. He just grinned and said, my friend, I know you might think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking the beer if you share it with the Son of God.
Give me a ride to heaven, Lord, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say, as he left me beneath the stars, he said, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he's gonna use your car.
We'll be right back.
you were a hotel, you'd be a grand one. But if you hit a slow spell, you'd think you could stand one. If you were a hotel, I'd lean on your door.
Stretch alongside, I'd help you pass by ways that have dissatisfied you. If I was a highway, I'd be stretching, I'd be fetching you home. Thank you.
for work on a summer's day, and we have no drinks, we just live.